is an absolute superstar, and she's going to be joining us. Her name is Lauren Witzke. All right. She received more votes than any candidate in the history of Delaware. Actually, in 2020, she received more votes in that area of Delaware than Donald Trump did back in 2016. The reason why? She is authentic. We will talk to Lauren Witzke today, as well as Aaron Wagner. He's a certified information system security professional. He's in Arizona, and he's going to talk to us about the security protocol, or the lack thereof, that's taking place in that tabulation center as scrutiny falls on these Dominion machines and everything else that is supposed to be audited and recounts and all the other things that we've heard about. The anxiety is inflating. Speaking of inflation, we have Carlos Cortez Jr., Cortez Wealth Management, joining us right now, a key title sponsor on the show, broadcasting live from the Cortez Wealth Management Studios, and he's in his headquarters in Florida. Carlos Cortez, welcome.
Thanks, Stu, for having me on.
You wanted to talk about inflation. You've gotten some calls from, received some calls from Patriotically Correct listeners. They had some questions. The floor is yours.
Hey, appreciate it, Stu. I'm getting a lot of calls from clients all over, and I'm very thankful. Also just trying to be that fiduciary and letting clients know I'm sounding the alarm, waving a flag here. We got this guy, Biden, loose as a goose when it comes to executive orders. And he's printing out money like you would not believe. Whenever you print out money, inflation is a guarantee. We have an all-time high stock market. We have literally an all-time high bond market. And we have interest rates at an all-time low. I just saw somebody get a mortgage for 1.75 the other day.
That can't last.
Yeah, it won't last. And what happens is most people don't know this, but our conservative investors, not just politically, but conservative investors from an investment standpoint, they tend to be in a 20-80 model and 20% equity, 80% fixed income. Well, the problem is, Stu, is that once they start raising inflation, all the seniors of America that have bonds, they literally will lose money once inflation starts to rise. So their safe money is literally completely 100% correlated to inflation, which is an inverse relationship, by the way.
Yeah.
So they need to contact my office, go online, book an appointment. Just a consultation so I can look at their portfolio and show you how much inflation risk you have in your portfolio. The other thing that's scary too is, let's just say you're scared of the stock market. You're scared of everything. You don't know what to do. You're confused. I'm getting a lot of clients that are just confused. The CDs, I mean, they're just dumping hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, in CDs, and they will get hurt too, because inflation will shoot up, I think, to 4.5-5% hyperinflation, and you're paying taxes on a negative return. It's terrible.
It's a scary time. And I tell you, he's receiving a lot of calls because of this platform, but he's securing a lot of business because of who he is. Carlos Cortez Jr., a patriotic, God-fearing American, and a fiduciary that truly cares about you. So you want to book an appointment just to talk to him online, go ahead. That's CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, the title sponsor of the Patriotically Correct radio show, Cortez Wealth Management. And by the way, you can be anywhere in the country and do business with Cortez Wealth Management. Just log online, CortezWM.com, and the PC Radio Show starts right now.
Broadcasting live from the highest cloud of privileged patriotism, the PC Radio Show is on Mojo 5-0 Radio.
You know, it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. I've said that before and very recently on this program. This isn't about Republicans versus Democrats or liberals versus conservatives. This isn't about Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, or anyone that supports or opposes their radical agenda. This is a good versus evil thing, and it's much bigger than politics. My thought in the truck on my way into the studio support that idea, and I'm going to tell you why I believe so many Americans are disenfranchised, upset, angry, and feel helplessly sad. Authenticity. No matter who you are or what you believe in, no matter what political candidate you voted for, no matter your sex, your color, your creed, religious beliefs, or sexual preference, we all want authenticity. We crave it. Did my vote really count? Did that person really represent me in Washington? Is this misinformation or disinformation? Is this a real news story, etc.? The list goes on. You know what I'm saying. And thinking this way makes it really easy to identify those that lack authenticity. Why do you suppose some of the people I aforementioned are so out of touch? Why do you think Nancy Pelosi is violating her own state's mask mandates and salon closures? She runs around sneaking around like a criminal. Why is Chris Cuomo going on roid rage rants, dropping the F-bomb, escalating into physical violence with people and confronting him for faking a quarantine? Why are those that are telling you not to gather and travel are doing the exact opposite of what they're telling you to do? It's because they really don't have any idea who they are or what they represent. These are talking points. They're written down for them on a script by the faction that runs these people. They're slaves to a communist method. They're just a small part of the plan. They're cogs. They're fake. All of it fake. They don't know what they really believe because they really don't believe in anything at all. When Donald J. Trump soared to victory in 2016, it wasn't planned, but it happened, and it was because he stood for the little guy. He represented you and me. He took a stand. He blew up the entire political system of corruption and crime, and he spoke our language. He said things that we've all been thinking, and you could tell he believed what he was saying. He was authentic. The political system doesn't really lack real Republicans. Washington, D.C. doesn't really define a difference between caucuses or ideology anymore. What the whole system lacks is real, authentic people that believe what they say what they mean, and never waver when they're under pressure. They don't cave. They can't be bought. They act based on core values and faith. This is authenticity. And no matter if you support the position or not, you can appreciate knowing that they're telling you the truth, or at least what they believe to be really true. Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, these people are authentic, and you can tell because those that lack authenticity are bothered by them the most. They're called radicals, racists, and all the other trending hot words as an empty assault on their platform because there's no combating truth, honesty, facts, and most importantly, faith. Lauren Witzke is the spokesperson for Hold the Line PAC, a PAC focused on America First politics, election reform, and restoring election integrity. These are all wonderful things, but what's most notable about Witzke is that as a first-time Senate candidate, she smashed the record in most votes garnered by a Republican Senate candidate in Delaware history. She actually garnered as many votes last year as Donald Trump did in that area in 2016. Why? It's because voters recognize Lauren Witzke as authentic. And that's why the attack on her has been so fervent. Lauren Witzke is a real person, and she joins us now. It's your birthday, and you're here with us. Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate it.
33 today, first timer on Patriotically Correct, and we appreciate it. You heard what I said, and you're an open book. I think people appreciate that. Do you think it's your authenticity that helped you gain the support you've gained, and for the same reason why you're under such an unfair and heinous assault?
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, you said before you were talking about how Donald Trump, he just said everything that we wish that we could say, or he was our voice to a degree, saying everything that they went after. But that's what I did. You know, yes, it was my first time running for office. I started my campaign account with $25 in my campaign account and ready to just take on the world, specifically the opioid epidemic. You know, I had a history of addiction, and I wanted my voters to know exactly what they were in for. You know, so I was very honest about the details of my addiction, stuff I had walked through. And you know what? There's a lot of people that feel the same way that we do about a lot of things, and a lot of families who also struggle or have a family member that's struggling with addiction. And like you said, like just being authentic and being sincere, not a single one of my voters had any doubt that I wasn't going to go to DC and fight for specifically them. And that's, you know, a good example with Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, people know you may not agree with her on everything, but she will fight for you. And that is so admirable. And we need more of that. We need 100 Lauren Boeberts. We need 100 Marjorie Taylor Greenes in office. You know, that's why we founded Hold the Line PAC initially, to get true representatives into office.
You know, you spoke briefly about your opioid addiction. In some of your writings, and to quote you, this was a full-blown addiction. I mean, you were spiraling. You actually became a drug runner for the Mexican drug cartel. You're an open Yes. book. You told people this. Your transparency is 100%. You have a faith, you believe, and people can see that. That is the reason why you garnered as many votes as you have. I mean, I don't know what you attribute it to, but for me, that's why I would say that you did. The PAC, tell us about how this launched, when it launched, and what it's focusing on now, especially in the wake of the highly questioned 2020 November 3rd presidential election.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, initially we did want to just elect America First candidates, help take out every rhino from our party. However, we can't have any of that unless we have election reform. You know, these Democrats, they have become absolute communists. And I'm sick and tired of just people calling out the hypocrisy of the left because they don't care. They don't mind that they're breaking laws to control their power. These people deserve to be punished. They need to be put in timeout. They need to be put in a corner and they need to be punished. And that is what we are doing with Hold the Line PAC. And that starts with election reform. We also will be holding Republicans accountable who fail to hold their Democrat counterparts accountable. You know, we have to start taking back our country. People will look back and regret just giving up. A lot of people are just giving up and we cannot give up. Now is the time to stand up and we have to fight. However, we have to get behind things that are effective. Calling them hypocrite, like, you know, hypocrites, they already know they're hypocrites. They don't care. You know, they're doing this impeachment scam with Donald Trump. And but you can't say that Maxine Waters isn't responsible for political violence, but Donald Trump is. Yes, we already know they're hypocrites. Now it's time to start punishing them and holding them accountable. And that starts with going after them on the state level for election reform in a way that they cannot rig it.
Yeah, I mean, I heard her with her scratchy smoker's coffin voice up there urging people, screaming at them, you know, yes. If you see them at a gas station, cause a scene, you know, make them uncomfortable. Chuck Schumer did the same thing. Nancy Pelosi has done it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the vice president, Kamala Harris, said this is not going to stop. It won't stop leading up to the election. It won't stop after the election. These people have legitimately incited violence. Since when did patriotic and peaceful call for violence? I don't understand. But the hypocrisy, you're right, is not the word. But again, to my point earlier, I don't think they even realize what's hypocritical and what is authentic because they lack the authenticity altogether. They lack faith. They lack core values because all they care about is centrist ideas, the betterment and the safety of themselves, their financial future, and most importantly, compliance through power, right?
Right. Yep. It's all about their power. You know, that's what Donald Trump stood up against. You know, he gave power back to the people. And that's why they fear him so much. That's why there was the Russian collusion hoax. There was the impeachment scam. There was an opportunity with COVID to rig our election. And they spent billions and billions of dollars to make sure that Donald Trump's legacy does not live on because his legacy is giving power back to the people, whereas they want their globalist oligarchy, their deep state actors to rule and reign over us. So they're going to see this all the way through, all the way to the impeachment scam the second time, because they will not allow a man who gives power back to the people. And they have no problem, like I said, breaking their own laws to secure their power. And that's why we have to stand up and fight back.
Talking to Lauren Witzke right now about reforming the election process. And she's got the America First PAC, right? And, you know, let me ask you something. When you talk about America First language, how many people do you think, just roundabout, how many elected representatives that we currently have in at the federal level are really truly America First? I mean, are they a minority of people?
You know, so they probably are the minority. However, voter-wise, the people-wise, we are the majority. I think you're going to see a lot of this in 2022. You're going to see it's going to be a bloodbath for the establishment GOP. Like you said, you've been saying people value authenticity. And we have realized that people like Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, they are not authentic. They don't represent the interests of the majority. So you're going to be seeing candidates primarying these people and getting them out, people who are not effective. We need people who are effective. So right now, no, we are not, America First is not the majority. You know, they still answer to their big globalist, big business donors, and the American people are getting left behind. And they're still trying to figure out ways to negotiate with people who want us dead. You cannot negotiate with the Democrats. You cannot negotiate with people who want your family starving. And that's the reality of it. So, you know, no, we are not the minority or the majority within our party. However, that is soon to change, and I promise you.
And I want to correct something. I said the America First PAC. It's the Hold the Line PAC, but you're focused on America First politics, which is really important to me. And America First are things that have been spilling out of my mouth lately. Like through, I wish I had a bullhorn. I kind of do here. we're talking about reforming elections moving forward, restoring right. election integrity. There are still lawsuits pending. There's still investigations. For example, in Maricopa County, we're going to be talking to somebody down there about how they're protecting the data and machines there and really not guarded like they should be. I mean, you guard your valuables. You have security. This is why Donald Trump wanted a wall on the southern border. It doesn't make it impenetrable, but it makes it more difficult. It's a deterrent. What about the previous election? Are we still focused on investigating to make sure that people are held accountable if there was any fraud and when we can prove that?
Right. So, I mean, we all know the truth behind what happened in 2020. We all know that they spent billions of dollars. They openly bragged about it in Time magazine, how they rigged the election. They had nonprofit groups. They poured millions of dollars into them, into our municipalities and state and cities. So we have to go in there. We're focused looking forward. It's much easier to prevent a fraudulent vote than it is to undo one. Yeah. So that is why we are looking forward and how we can fight back. We can scream, we can be outraged over what happened, but we will not forget what happened. However, we will prevent it from ever happening again to our country. So that is why election integrity and restoring election integrity is the issue in 2021. We have to get rid of vote by mail. We have to ban it completely. Civilized societies do not use vote by mail or electronic ballot boxes. There's no reason. We need to go back to paper ballots. Early voting. All of these are reason or, you know, susceptible to fraud. So these are things that we have to tackle moving forward. But we will not forget what they did to us. We will not forget how they stole or rigged the election in their favor and did everything they used at yeah. American families' expense. You know, people were starving. They were withholding stimulus aid because they didn't want to make Donald Trump look good. We will not forget. However, we will take this and we will move forward. Also, we will not be fundraising off of people's outrage and doing nothing with it. That is what the GOP did last year, and they let us down. When it came down to it, they did not fight for us. And I'm sick and tired of people not fighting for us. So that is why we founded Hold the Line PAC, to actually fight for the American people. And, you know, we have a plan, and we know what needs to be done moving forward.
I saw you on another network, I believe it was yesterday, and you were mentioning, I believe you specifically mentioned Iraq and voting there. I mean,
yes.
And my partner in this show and co-host, Richard Leonard, is a Iraq war veteran, a Purple Heart recipient. He was blown up, and he's got some, you know, he saw some serious combat there. He was talking about the election process there after he had heard you talk. He said, these people are there with fully automatic assault rifles. I mean, they're holding AK-47s. You're not going to mess around in a voting facility there. Now, I don't know if that's exactly what we want to see here, but if that's what it takes, then so be it. And then I also heard you mention the GOP. Is the GOP dead?
So the GOP is dying and needs to be revived. However, they have to be replaced. These people have to be replaced. The Liz Cheneys, the Mitt Romneys, everybody who denies that there was election interference or election fraud, they must be replaced. Yeah. Anybody who fails to put America first, you know, just to pander to the Democrats, no more. These people are communists. We have to replace them. It's yeah. not dead. However, you're going to see a whole new generation of America First fighters showing up to actually fight for this country. And yeah, it's pretty sad that Iraq has more secure elections than the United States of America. We have to restore election integrity. You know, it is the issue. It is the only main issue, because if we don't have free and fair elections, we have nothing.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, for a even lack if of, it, it's not for a lack yeah. of technology or wherewithal. It's on purpose. You know, I mean, this yes. is being done on purpose. And I agree with you 100%. Election integrity, restore it. Follower, Lauren Witzke, she's all over the place. And the pack is Hold the Line. Liz Cheney, by the way, voting her conscience, right? What about the conscience of the people that she's supposed to be there representing? Does that make any difference? Does her conscience really matter? Lauren Witzke, happy birthday, and thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your time. See you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We'll do it again. More PC Radio, more powerful conversation continues, specifically regarding Maricopa County and how they're letting us down with the security and the things going on there. We'll be right back. Boy, it's a lot of fun talking to Lauren Witzke. She's so genuine. And, you know, you look at her Twitter photos and she's there holding a gun. I mean, she believes in everything that's authentic. I mean, the things that we were founded on, our Constitution, for example, like, wow, I know that's really fringe. That's really out there. But there's no lying with her. There's no mincing words. And everything that she says, I believe it. So do the voters in Delaware, which is why it's my prediction that she is going to be a rising superstar for the America First movement. So awesome. Got to talk to you real quickly here about Verve Forever, another veteran-owned company that we do business with here at the PC Radio Show. Now, Verve Forever is a CBD company, the highest quality CBD at the lowest affordable prices. I'm going to tell you that if you're already up on the CBD game, then you're way far ahead of where Richard and I were just a month ago or two when we started 100%. Doing business with TK over at Verve Forever. A United States Air Force veteran and a God-fearing American patriot. If you're doing the CBD thing and you're not doing it with a veteran-owned company, trash those a-holes and check out Verve Forever. Now, CBD, if you're not up on the game, let's see. What does it help you with? Richard, what do you use the CBD for?
Mental health, physical health, all of the above, man. It's pretty amazing.
Pain, ADHD, ODD, ADD, all the DDs, the BBD. I don't know if it can help you with that, but just check them out. More information on Verve Forever can be found at thepcradioshow.com. Thepcradioshow.com. We have Aaron Wagner coming up right now. He's a certified information system security professional, and I'm going to sit down with him real quick, Richard, if you don't mind, and just talk to him a little bit about what's going on in Maricopa County, and then I want you to rejoin because it seems like David Hogg is back on the scene. How exciting. Get to thepcradioshow.com for more information on Verve Forever. We continue right now.
The Democrats are lousy politicians. They really are. Horrible policies, open borders, crime is fine.
Welcome to the future, bitches.
They wake up every morning to stars, stripes, guns, and carbon emissions. Hey, who farted? Stu and Rich. Patriotically Correct Radio.
You know, it was great talking with Lauren Witzke, talking about protecting our election process, talking about, you know, moreover, basically security in that reform. Security is an important topic for many Americans. I mean, we see it in our homes, at baseball parks, the Federal Reserve, in the prison system, even on the southern border of our country, where Donald Trump promised an overwhelming supportive American majority that he would construct an amazing border wall. Security is everywhere, and you can't get away from it. We protect our valuables, our computers, our families, and evidence with security and a chain of custody. In the Maricopa County Tabulation Center, which is under a tremendous amount of scrutiny, they don't seem to be as concerned about the possessions many Americans seem to be most concerned about right now. Aaron Wagner is a certified information systems security professional. He's in Arizona, and he joins us now. Aaron, welcome to PC Radio. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Say, I read a sworn affidavit that you put together. I'm really intrigued and a bit concerned, as I feel many Americans would be. So here you are to explain it. What the heck is going on in Joe Arpaio County there in Maricopa?
Yeah, and let me first say how I got involved in this situation is – was kind of a narrow scope. I started off wanting to look at, did they have wireless networks down there at the tabulation center? Because they claim that that in the tabulation room, for example, there is no wireless. Okay. So first I wanted to establish, is there wireless in the vicinity, sure, which is what I did. And of course there's a public Wi-Fi and there's several protected Wi-Fi hotspots in that area coming from that building. So then I did an initial scan of just what is public and what is unencrypted, so that I didn't break any laws, didn't break any systems, or really do anything that would be considered, you know, less than above board. So the things that I found were kind of troubling, but weren't beyond terrible, right?
Okay, sure. Explain.
Well, for example, let's say you could get into the network that would let you into the tabulation center and you saw tabulation machines in there. Of course, that would be terrible, right? So we see there's wireless networks where they say there isn't. But they also have a camera system that watches the tabulation center that's totally out in the open for all to see. So they can say that there's transparency, which to some extent there are.
This is called NEST, for those of you that are unfamiliar with what this is. NEST right. is the camera system that Aaron's referring to.
Right, and it's publicly available. Anybody can go take a look at it. Now, as we know, Maricopa County and the state legislature have been fighting about doing a forensic audit. And Maricopa County wants to do it their way, and they want to do it internally. They don't want to open that up beyond the people that they choose. So there is a dispute there. And that's important because, again, whenever you have a good example would be an employee who says there was discrimination that occurred while they're at work, you have to do what's called a litigation hold on their email, right? Because
sure.
they're taking you to court. It may become important. There may be a discovery phase where you need to produce documents. You don't want to alter the integrity of the email. So you have to set it aside, so to speak. So that's kind of where we are with Maricopa County. Is they're in that phase of there's the possibility that you have to have complete integrity intact, but I don't know if that's really the case.
Okay. What makes you say that?
So when we were watching the cameras, I noticed that you had multiple groups coming in and out of that location. There's a picture that I gave you that if you want to display that for the viewers, mm-hmm. that would be good. And I'll describe what the issue is there.
Yep, it's up. Go ahead.
Okay, so on one side there, you see the red circle. That is a prox reader.
Yeah, that's so on the right side in the dark room there near the door. Yep, I see it there.
So you put your card up there and then the door opens. You can go into the tabulation room. Well, this happens to be around lunchtime. They left the door wide open. You can tell that nobody's there because the room is dark, which the room clearly detects movement. Lights turn on, no movement for a certain length of time. The lights turn off. So in the tabulation center, if you notice from that angle, you see there's nobody there.
Yeah.
But also there's a camera that's just a little ways down that gives you a different angle. And you can see that nobody's there as well.
Okay.
So the integrity of just that in that photo is a ball dropped. So there's some other things that I noticed, which is if you watch the video for any length of time, you're going to see people on their mobile phones. Now, when I ask you, what is a wireless network? What would you tell me?
Well, I'm not a professional, but I would say that it would connect my computer to my modem without a cord, right? I mean, that's how I access the internet without having a big cord running around behind me every day.
Correct. And that's how you, as a law-abiding citizen, think of wireless technology.
Right.
But wireless technology is far more than just that one single thing. Think of the key fob for your car. That's a wireless network between the fob and the car. Mm-hmm. You can have this thing called GoTenna, which runs at 900 megahertz, which what it does is it creates like a little mesh network for you and people in your group. Well, it's not intended to send data, but if you're a criminal, you may write a custom application that uses it for sending data.
Hmm.
you know, I'm a licensed ham radio operator. Now, if I want to operate on a ham frequency, I think of it in terms of I need to go take a test, I need to get my certification, and then I could operate on these select bands. Now, if I want to operate on more bands, I take another test that, you know, is a step up, and I get more bands. Well, a criminal isn't limited to that. For a criminal, wireless is all of those spectrums, all of those different frequencies that they can use to do everything that you think of with that traditional wireless network. So if you're going to block wireless, you don't block wireless. You know, you're trying to keep, you're trying to stop people from using a wireless network to deliver data outside of that tabulation center. You have to block all wireless networks, not just 2.4 or 5 gigahertz that your traditional wireless networks might use. You have to think like a criminal.
There's a lot of places, you know, that they deal in high security things. Lockheed Martin, for example, they develop guidance systems for weaponry for the military. Boeing, you know, they develop aircraft technology. All these places. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, there's super sensitive information all over the place. If you work for these people or in these locations, it's very likely that their policy says you can't bring a phone in here at all, because you're not going to communicate with the outside world. You're not going to have pictures taken. Every phone these days has a camera on them, the ability to text, to disseminate information, you know, all those things. I mean, you just keep that stuff out of there to eliminate the possibility for anybody who does have nefarious or ill malicious intent from being able to do those things, or, you know, at least it safeguards from that a little bit.
Yeah, and they have things called like a Faraday room, where it will block all wireless signals.
Okay, sure.
They're very expensive,
yeah.
Right? And you're not going to see people walking in that room texting their friend in a Faraday room. It's just not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you see when you watch the cameras in Maricopa County. You're going to see people using their phones. You're going to see USB sticks going around. And that's another thing, too, is that, you know, this is a secure election because it's air-gapped. Well, the idea that air gap in itself, just because you have an air gap network, that now it's secure. Well, it depends on who you're trying to stop, right? If you're trying to stop a bad actor over a traditional internet connection, air gap will break the connection, right?
Sure.
So you would think. But really, when you're talking about insider threat, then you're talking about a whole different ballgame, because now you're going around and you're because it's air gapped, the only way you can do an audit or a backup or any of the traditional things like traditional log files, right? You need to capture those log files. Well, now you're going to have to go get a USB stick and you're going to have to grab the logs from that system in order to monitor it. You can't just access it.
Mm-hmm.
So that process of changing out all these USB sticks, well, that was the interesting thing about the conversation I had with the other technicians who are looking into this, is that the assumption that those USB sticks are storage is flawed, because it doesn't necessarily have to be storage. You could have a little, go on Amazon, you can buy a wireless card that's USB. It can be the size of a dime, and that will connect to a wireless network. And all of these systems have USB.
The computer that we're using to facilitate this meeting right now has a USB stick in it that is a wireless card. That's what it's designed to do. That's what its function is.
Yeah, and we know these election systems run on Windows. So how hard is it to set up a Windows machine to get online? Connect to a wireless network.
It's pretty easy. It's very easy. So what we're saying here is not necessarily that there's concrete evidence that there's ill activity going on here, or that there's nefarious or criminal activity going on. We're not alleging that. What we're saying is this is the protocol for safety. This is what you do when a criminal is running from the police, for example, Aaron, and he's carrying a gun, and there was just a shooting 5 minutes earlier, right, down the block. Well, the officer has reason to believe that this person may have been involved with that shooting. It's also the guy's carrying a gun and he's running away, so the police are going to chase him. When the police chase him and he tosses that gun, the cop is going to get on the air and say, hey, this guy tossed a gun. He's going to continue chasing the guy. Several cops are going to converge on the area where the gun is. They might use a dog to find it, whatever the case is. When they find it, as long as it's not presenting an immediate danger to the public and they have a chain of custody on that thing, they're going to bring in a camera. They're going to take pictures of it. They're gonna put it in a secure bag. There's gonna be a chain of custody. There's gonna be body cameras worn to make sure that nobody planted it, that nobody's disturbed it. They're gonna dust it for fingerprints. They're gonna swab it for DNA, and then it's gonna be put into a locked facility and treated as evidence. Right? What we're saying here is that that's not what's going on in the tabulation center in Arizona, where there is evidence that is supposed to be being examined and kept safe so that people can look into whether or not there was nefarious or ill activity in the 2020 election. That's what this is for, right?
Yeah, and I don't think you would send teams in to install software, to conduct your own audit. You know, all of those things create new activity that you have to account for.
Right. Well, wasn't the argument that we weren't going to go into these machines because we wanted to protect the privacy of the voters?
Yeah, that was Bill Gates's argument. He said in one of those meetings between the state legislature where the attorney was there and Bill Gates was there, and he says, well, you know, I'm going to vote no because, oh, I'm sorry, that was in the vote of whether they were going to allow the state to audit in the first place. And this is back into 2020. You know, Bill Gates says, I'm going to vote no because I don't want the public information, you know, that's private information. And I want to protect the privacy of my voters.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if that's the case, then why did you bring in a forensic team that you chose and you have lax policies? And let's establish another thing, too, is that whoever set up this tabulation center may have had good intentions. They set up the clear windows, the cameras. But, you know, the thing is that over time, with any policy that's set in a company, if you don't constantly audit those policies, is everyone adhering to them? You know,
well, they become
lax. Reminding the staff that they have to do this, that, or the other thing, people get lax on those policies.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And it's when people get lax that bad actors can take advantage of that lax attitude or that lax environment. And that's kind of what I've noticed is that, you know, you see the good intentions, but you also see things where you're like, well, that shouldn't happen. I mean, these are our ballots. They should be treating it, you know, sacred.
In reading the affidavit and in reading some of the things that you sent to me, and this is kind of a side note, because I think the story here really is, why are we not scrupulously securing these things? If voter information is to be kept private, then why are you bringing teams in to look at this? If security is important that we're not to disturb this stuff, why are we in there disturbing this stuff? If these rooms are supposed to be protecting some of the most coveted information and machinery, especially right now in these times, one of the most important things to hundreds of millions of Americans is whether or not this election went off in a secure manner and whether or not there was any fraud involved in this election. If that's the case, why are people being allowed in here? Third, why is there an open door in this facility? As you pointed out with the picture that you showed us, what is going on with that? And fourth, it must be obvious to these people that you are watching them, because they even changed the name of one of the wireless networks or introduced a new wireless network specifically for you guys. We could speculate that said F you on it. And that to me shows an outward taunting almost, as if, yeah, you're not going to catch us. That would be my subjection. And that would be my opinion, whether or not that's objective.
I think the other thing to note is that, you know, it's kind of like daddy's in the house. What do? Right.
Well, you behave. You're on your best behavior. You go pick up all the Snickers bar wrappers. You throw them in the garbage. You try to hurry to pick up, you know, anything that you were doing that was dastardly when dad was away. You try to pick up those pieces. You cover for it.
So in watching those cameras, you have to ask yourself, what if this is as good as it gets? What happens when we're not watching or when they think we're not watching? Does it get worse?
So what's next in Maricopa County? What's actually scheduled there? Where will your affidavit go? And is it going to be taken seriously?
Well, you know, it went to the state legislatures. Now, they had a vote on Friday, I think it was, and one of the legislators voted no. That made it a tie. So
voted no to what?
that they weren't going to hold the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. They were going to hold them in contempt.
Okay.
So.
Well, the audits continue there. The investigation continues. The hearings continue in Maricopa County. Obviously, one of the most looked at, one of the most magnified places in the country when you're talking about inconsistencies, anomalies, abnormalities when it comes to the 2020 presidential election. I got about 30 seconds here. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I hope that the word gets out and that people, you know, because they're getting that spotlight on them, that something will change, something will move, you know, especially with the state legislature. I think at this point they need to just understand that this system is so insecure on so many levels. They need to just come up with something new. Say, hey, look, you know what? You can't use this system. You need to go back to number two pencils and multiple choice like we had when we were kids.
Yeah, like Lauren Witzke advocates for. And I'm telling you that this is not, we don't need to reinvent the wheel here. It's not rocket science, obviously. I mean, if it works, it works. Let's go back to paper ballots. Don't send these things, into us. You got to be present. We got to watch you. There doesn't have to be armed guards, but maybe there does. Aaron Wagner, thank you so much. Very interesting story, and we'll continue to follow it. If anything new comes up, make sure that you tell us. More powerful conversation continues on the other side of the break as Richard Leonard joins us. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters, and this is Patriotically Correct Radio. Amazing stuff going on down there in Maricopa County, and we're glad to have brought it to you. You know, this is a guy who is certified an information systems security professional. You know, he's not a politician. He's not making accusations. He's bringing it to our attention that when you have something that's valuable, coveted, you know, we have right now coveted information that exists in these Dominion machines, right? I mean, without saying this election is completely fraudulent and stolen, you have at least 100 million people that are concerned as to whether or not this election was legitimate. And I'm not just talking about Trump supporters. I'm talking about people who recognize that the biggest thing in this country is guaranteeing free and open elections, where the people actually decide who we're going to send to represent their constituents. And we hope and we pray and we expect these people, when they are elected, to then go to Washington, D.C. and carry out the promises that they made during the campaign, which is something that we saw that Donald Trump did. We are seeing right now that Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing that. That's why the left hates her, because she's authentic. That's why they hate people like Lauren Witzke and Lauren Boebert, because they are authentic. That's why they hate these people like Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan, because they are authentic. That's why they come out attacking these people religiously over and over again, because they are authentic. I don't want to beat a dead horse here. I want to talk to you about Johnson Jewelers. Johnson Jewelers is a sponsor. They're the first sponsor, the longest standing sponsor on Patriotically Correct. And they are a family-owned business. These are conservative, patriotic, America and freedom-loving, liberty-embracing business owners who believe in paying their taxes, in paying paying attention to scrupulously adhering to the letter of the law. They appreciate law and order. I know these people personally. They are a family-owned business from right here in the People's Republic of the communist Minnesota under the rule of Tim Jong-Walls. Now, listen, what I like about Johnson Jewelers is that every time I walk in there and you look at this case, can you believe, Richard, and you've been in there multiple times. I mean, you know these people very well as well. Can you believe that everything in those cases is custom-made right there by these talented people? And it's just the imagination that they have and the ability to see something. It's like an art. It's definitely
certainly
a form of art, and a really intricate form of art. Because, yeah. I mean, you can take, if your Grandma Gertrude left you behind her diamond, or, you know, like Grandpa Bill had a wedding ring that, and he passed away, and, you know, Grandma passed away, and then there's this wedding ring, and then your mom had it for a while, and then she's decided to give it to you. It doesn't fit, or maybe you imagined it being a little bit different, but you want to honor Grandpa Bill by wearing this thing. I mean, you could set it into a necklace and your wife could wear Grandpa Bill's ring in some way, shape, or form. However you imagine it, Johnson Jewelers can make it happen. And it doesn't matter where you are. You don't have to be here in Minnesota.
You can be anywhere, globally, internationally, as well as around the world by just logging on to johnsonjewelers.com. johnsonjewelers.com, that's johnsonjewelers.com. We know of one business that is starting that is not family-owned. David Hogg back in the news. So yes. Mike Lindell, we all know, is a patriot. We all know that he really enjoys freedom. I mean, this is the quintessential definition of the American dream. I mean, he went from crack addict to CEO. He tells the whole story in his book. Look at Lauren Witzke, by the way. I mean, she was a full-blown heroin addict. She was a drug trafficker for the Mexican drug cartel. Now in Delaware, receiving more votes than any other Republican in the history of the state Senate there. She's authentic, okay? Let's get this clear here. Mike Lindell is authentic. He's an open book. He's transparent. There's no mud that you can throw at somebody like this, right? And so the way that they start with somebody like this, because, of course, everybody is very aware of the 100% proof, the video that he released. I mean, you've seen it, Richard. It's pretty indisputable evidence, and it's certainly something that everybody needs to pay attention to. What's going to be done with it? I'm equally as frustrated as everybody else. So don't ask me in my Telegram or on my Twitter, well, what can we do about it? Because right now, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but as soon as we know, or as soon as you know something, please let me know. But I do believe that something is absolutely 100% going to be done. But anyway, back to Mike Lindell. So he's gone from crack addict to CEO. He built his company here also in Minnesota from the ground up. He's employing thousands of people. So we know that he's doing a tremendous thing for the backbone of the economy here locally by providing jobs, which obviously we know that this regime doesn't care about, because with the swipe of one pen, day in office, 40,000 jobs, high-paying jobs. These people were providing for their families at a level that, I mean, you don't just go learn how to go do something else. And John Kerry, the traitor, the liar, John Kerry, he gets up here and says, well, just go find another job. There's plenty of jobs. And what we're going to do is create more jobs in the solar field and the wind fields and all these energy farms and all this nonsense BS. Well, let me tell you something. The people that were doing that Keystone XL pipeline, they're not trained in how to install solar panels or build windmills, for crying out loud. And this highlights the talking point that I keep saying, is that they're not authentic. They're so out of touch, because all it is they have this script of things that are written down, this agenda by the puppeteers like George Soros and whoever else is sitting at this global faction elitist roundtable for the New World Order, the One World Order, and who's calling the shots? The Rothschilds, okay? The billionaires that spend all of this money to influence and upside down and topple entire political systems all over the place to make enemies where enemies don't exist, Vladimir Putin and Russia. I guarantee you, had Hillary Clinton won that election, we'd be over there. We'd be in nuclear war right now. This whole thing could have changed because he would have been the scapegoat, right? And they would have responded to this threat by shooting nuclear war, warheads at this guy. And let me just say, Vladimir Putin is not the enemy that we need to be looking at. The enemy that we should be looking at is sitting directly in the White House right now. David Hogg, getting back to him. So the way that the cancel culture works now is just deleting Mike Lindell from Twitter and then taking his MyPillow Twitter account away. And let's see, where else did they silence this guy? On Facebook. They banned him from Facebook. No media
everywhere
outlet.
But Rumble, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. No media outlet would allow the 100% proof. So he had to buy time on OAN. He purchased airtime over there. And more Patriot, I mean, coming out of his own pockets at large volumes to make sure that as many people that could possibly see this did see it. And to me, that there's no better definition of Patriot. Self-sacrifice for your country, right? You military veterans know what I'm talking about. And Richard, thank you and all of you for your service. So
thank you.
That cancel culture is not enough. Now what we have to do is we have to start a business directly competing with the Patriot business, with MyPillow. So here comes 20-year-old David Hogg, the liar, the phony, the fake. You know, there was a big conspiracy theory about whether or not he was involved with these shootings and whether or not he was actually really there. And his face has been in all of these, you know, mass shootings and catastrophes. And he was there at 9/11 or something, right? I mean, no, I'm just kidding. But
well, he'd have been a baby.
No, there he was, full grown David Hogg. I don't know if he's 20 or not anymore. I mean, the conspiracy theories around this guy, they're all over the place. They're all over the board. So here's a 20-year-old. What does a 20-year-old, number one, know about running a business? I mean, I'm not saying that they're not capable.
I don't think that David Hogg knows how to run a business. What David Hogg knows how to do is let people like George Soros shove this hand up his butthole and run his mouth like a puppet, and then fund this venture to try to put Mike Lindell at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike Lindell is going to come out ahead. I think he's going to be just fine.
Have you heard of the name of this business yet, by the way? I guess I haven't even heard of it, because we should probably let our Patriots, I'm guessing here, but I'm thinking He-Him Pillow. Would that be right? The He-Him Pillow Company? My Pillow Biter. Sense. There it is. My Pillow Biter. That'll be what it, David Hogg. Wow. So now the funding thing is another thing. David Hogg has become a millionaire and writing books and going around at these, you know, to these elitist universities, of course, speaking about all of the shootings and the trauma and gun laws and how we need to get rid of this and get rid of that. Much like the Greta Thunberg story, you know, she's what is she now, 6 years old, and she's running around here talking about climate change, and she's going to tell the world how to live their life. She's going to tell grown adults what they need to give up, that they can't have SUVs anymore. She's joining the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Alliance. I'm sure she hates cows because they fart. And, you know, it's surprising to me that the Biden regime didn't just go ahead and pick Greta Thunberg as their energy czar, the climate czar, the clean energy czar. Instead, we had John Kerry, going back to that traitor, that liar, that phony, that fake, flying around all over the place in his private jet.
It all makes me feel really good about my big diesel truck.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, this guy puts more carbon in the air than any of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's cows put together. And, you know, going back to this, it's just being out of touch. And I like what Lauren Witzke said. This isn't about hypocrisy. This is just about being unauthentic. This is about being out of touch. So out of touch that you don't even really know what it is that you're saying. And John Kerry represents that. But so David Hogg is gonna start this business. And I think what this is gonna do is this is gonna be a trend of how many different businesses can we start to compete against, you know, conservative, patriotic, family-owned, American-owned, proud, you know, Trump-supporting businesses. But when we see what's going on here, we saw the outpouring of support for Mike Lindell when he got canceled from Twitter, when his pillow company got canceled from Twitter, when they came off of Facebook, for example, when they shut off his documentary from the world to see. Like I'm thinking to myself, what does that accomplish? You have the whole world anticipating this thing. They know that it's coming, and then it gets banned from everywhere, and nobody's going to ask any questions like, where is this thing? So the new idea now is to start up businesses, because the outpouring of support is shocking these people. So again, there you go. George Soros getting behind this, or whoever the people are that sit at the top of the round table, are going to support this thing, pour billions of dollars into a pillow company and try to run Mike Lindell out of business. And I'm telling you, it's not going to work. You can develop the He-Him Pillow and the My Pillow Biter or the Cry Pillow, whatever you want. But David Hogg, listen to me. No matter how many times you flip your pillow, you still will not be cool on the other side.
Right.
Guaranteed.
You know what really gets me about all this cancel culture is that,
what's that?
In my mind, it really just reinforces the fact that the other side is guilty. If all these things that you say are true, and the reason why you cancel out people like Mike Lindell or cancel us off of whatever platform,
yeah,
then why not come out and talk the truth? Why do you have to shut it off? Why can't you have an adult conversation about it?
Yeah.
Why do we have to just go away? And, you know, and then
yeah, you
find
go
another
sit down
way
and
to come
shut up,
come
right?
Curtain.
Well, I mean, ask Parler, right? We have to think of new ways to start new platforms and try to sneak around an algorithm or a way to not do business with people like, you know, Amazon or all these other servers and Google and big tech, high tech, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all the, I mean, they're putting people out of business because we don't agree with them. That is the definition of communism. And so,
telling the truth and you got nothing to lose, then why shut anybody else up?
If you're telling the truth and you're wrong, at least you're telling the truth, right? I mean, you can be authentically wrong as long as you're authentic. What happened to the days where I could disagree with you and we could say, look, Richard, you know what? I don't agree with you. You know,
let's have a beer.
Exactly. This just happened to me the other day. Somebody did not agree with a take that I had on a specific story. And this is a friend of mine. An actual personal friend of mine got so upset with me because I was going to go on the air with my take on a particular issue. Well, listen, that is what makes me authentic. This is the information that I'm armed with. I can opine on this issue based on the information that I have. Now, if you have more information than I do and I'm an idiot because I only have this information, well, then, you know what? Share your information with me. But you're not obligated to do that. You don't need to call me every day and tell me what intel you have or what's going on over here or what's going on over there. I don't expect that. If you wish to, great. I'll listen to you because you're a credible source. But I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be censored. And that's that. That's the word today. I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be censored. And I guarantee you, Mike Lindell is going nowhere. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Boy, we're really pushing the gun here. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio!